This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in at username lrn.fm. I'm hoping we're going to get an international Skype phone call here in a little bit. I don't want to tease it too much, so I'm going to wait and see what happens there. We're going to open the show tonight, by the way, in the studio this evening. It's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Open the show up with the story I've been teasing for a couple of nights here tonight. We just haven't had a chance to get to it. From Mark Emery, a voice that has not been heard on these airwaves for approximately 5 years. Mark is more popularly known as the Prince of Pot. He's the creator of Cannabis Culture magazine, which for many years was the main competitor to High Times. Cannabis Culture originating from Canada and High Times from the United States. Cannabis Culture stopped printing their magazine a few years ago, but they're continuing online and they seem to be doing well. Anyway, Mark Emery was the publisher of Cannabis Culture and also a seed salesman. He sold many, many seeds, countless seeds, I'm sure, online to people all around the world to help them grow various different strains of cannabis. And the USDEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration, decided that Mark Emery was one of their most wanted men in the entire world. And they came after him, but he was in Canada. So how could they get him into the United States? Well, apparently the Canadian government people were willing to work with the United States government to assist them in capturing this horrible seed salesman and placing him in U.S. custody for a trial where he was found guilty and sentenced to 5 years in federal prison. That's where he's been. We exchanged a few emails with him at the very beginning through the Federal Core Links email system, which is a very, very expensive way to actually send someone an email in
really?
Federal prison.
How much does that cost?
It's expensive. I don't remember what it is off.
Why do you mean it's expensive? What do you mean it's expensive?
Well, you normally don't have to pay anything to send somebody an email, but in this case, you have to pay. I don't know if it's by the word or I forget.
What?
I forget. I'm sorry. It's been a while since I've talked with Mark on that system.
Well, I just used it this week, and it didn't cost anything.
So it wasn't by the word? Okay.
That was my experience.
Well, it doesn't cost you anything, but I believe the prisoner has to pay to send and receive emails.
I guess I should be brief then.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's by the word, but I remember when I was looking at, well, what does it cost to send one of these emails or to receive and send them as a prisoner? And it didn't seem real cheap, but that's how they do it in prison. You know, if you're making a phone call, they jack you on the phone rates. If you're sending an email, they jack you on the emails. So I haven't actually heard from Mark in a long time, but we have had his wife Jody on the show in the meantime while he's been in prison to kind of give us periodic updates on how things have been going. And as you might imagine, it can be somewhat difficult to not only have someone in prison who you love, but to have them in a federal prison half a world away or, you know, a quarter of a world away. Because she lives in the Vancouver area, and they've been having him in various different detention facilities. So, here's his blog.
Well, I just was Googling. I don't know how reliable this is. This is like a forum, and I'm seeing here varying responses. But apparently, CoreLinks charges by the minute to use the computer systems.
Right.
And so it's just to use the computers. And so I guess it's $2 for 40 minutes, and then somebody else is saying it's a nickel per minute. So I'm not really sure exactly.
At least you can get access to email in federal prison. You can't do that in the local jail here.
Yeah. I mean, these quotes are really old. They're from 2011, and it seems like the most are saying 5 cents a minute.
So I guess it could be worse. Anyway, here's his blog post from CannabisCulture.com, which we'll link to on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. So you can help him out because he's going to need it, as he'll explain. This is my last blog from the terminals at the U.S. Bureau of Prisons. My sentence was for 5 years, 1,825 days, and I earned all 235 days of my eligible good conduct credit. So my sentence officially ends at 1,590 days, which is Wednesday, July 9th. On Thursday, July 10th, U.S. Immigration picks me up and takes me to the private, for-profit GEO Group LaSalle Detention Facility in Gina, Louisiana, where I will be processed for deportation back to Canada. So again, his sentence ends in less than a week.
Where is he?
I'm not real clear on
that. The last time I heard, he's in Seattle.
No, I don't think they moved. I'm not sure.
Because only the United States federal government would be so inefficient as to move somebody from Seattle to Louisiana.
I know he was in the southeast at one point. So now he's going to be moved back to Gina, Louisiana after he's released. It's not like he just gets to get out. No, this begins a new journey. So he'll be processed for deportation back to Canada. He says, my understanding is that I'll be dropped off ultimately at the border in Windsor, Ontario. I'm thinking sometime between August 10th and August 25th, but we have no way of knowing for sure. You'd think that would be a straightforward process, taking a few days at most, but LaSalle is a for-profit GEO Group detention center, and thus they are making money for every day that I'm there. And because the Canadian federal government is involved, these bureaucrats have a tendency to be slower than they ought to be. So I may need your help in providing motivation for them to repatriate me back to Canada on a more reasonable and timely schedule. I mean, they're talking about it taking over a month for him just to be deported from the United States. I'm sure if they simply called Jody, she would scrape the money together for a plane ticket and come there and get it.
I'm sure.
When former Canadian Conrad Black got out of the Coleman Federal Prison in Florida last year, he was driven straight to Miami and able to go immediately to Toronto on a flight with his wife, Barbara Amiel. That was extraordinary, not the least of which is because Conrad Black is not even a Canadian citizen anymore, and it has never happened to any other Canadian in a U.S. prison. No doubt his friendship with former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney and others got him an instant express immigration approval back to Canada, but it shows a clear unfairness that a man who renounced his Canadian citizenship so that he could be a lord in the British House of Commons gets treatment far beyond what any actual Canadian citizen like myself currently receives from the Canadian government. I get the no connections in high places, long, drawn-out, delayed route to an unceremonious drop-off in Windsor, Ontario at that, not even to my home in Vancouver. No cushy flight for me back to the airport of my choice alongside my wife, like Conrad. My point being, if they could get non-Canadian Conrad's paperwork ready in advance to get to Toronto immediately upon his U.S. federal prison release, they could have mine ready, too. Last I checked, I am still a Canadian citizen. At any rate, once I arrive at LaSalle in Louisiana, I'll be given an alien number, and Jody will update this blog to indicate what my A number is. When you see my A number in this blog, I've been told that you can actually send me messages over the phone, and then he gives a phone number that you might actually be able to use to do that. The receptionist will deliver written messages to me 3 times a day. I have unlimited phone usage there, but no
they
email.
They have receptionists?
I think that's maybe a cannabis culture. He says, I have unlimited phone usage there, but no email like I've had with the Federal Bureau of Prisons Core Links program. I buy phone cards and can call out with limits on phone time. It's not quite a prison, and I will be done with my official U.S. prison sentence, but I can't leave until they take me. So it's a purgatory of sorts.
Yeah, that's exactly what INS is like. They don't use the term INS anymore, but when I was in prison, that's what they called it, and it was dreadful.
Did they have some guys from INS in your prison?
No, they had guys that were going to INS, and potentially some of these guys, like Cubans, for instance, they can't be deported to Cuba, but if their crimes are bad enough, the United States government doesn't, or the state government doesn't want them released. So they'll sit in this purgatory for years.
Oh, my goodness. He says, when I get my A number, I'm also assigned my deportation officer. I'll fill out my temporary passport information and my photo taken, and I'll fill out my forms, and my deportation officer fills in his part and forwards it to the Canadian consul in Dallas, Texas, a fellow by the name of David Martinez. Once I'm at LaSalle, Jody will post that phone number here. All of the communications between LaSalle and the Canadian consul in Dallas is done electronically, so ought to be done quickly, that is, within days. But I'm certain that perfidious actors in Ottawa could choose to be deliberately slow, lazy, or obstructive, simply because it's me, and the Harper government is hardly eager to have me back in Canada. Because, by the way, for those that don't know who this gentleman is, besides the fact that he sold marijuana seeds for many years on the internet and became relatively well known for his cannabis activism, he also went around and like toked on a bong in various different cities and, you know, did this civil disobedience, was arrested.
There'd be smokeouts all over Canada in order to see the decriminalization of marijuana.
Right, this guy.
And, like, let's point out that marijuana has become legal in two states in the United States, and basically it's legal in California too, in the amount of time that this guy was in prison. Now, not California. But.
We'll come back with more of Mark's final prison blog post here. What's it like getting out of federal prison as an immigrant?
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're sharing with you the final blog post from Mark Emery. If you've been missing them, you can always go back in time at cannabisculture.com to see what he's been saying from behind bars, as he's been there for a good portion of 5 years. The federal good time rules are not very good. You don't get much time off for being a good boy in federal prison.
I think you got to do 85% of your time there.
Yeah, so he's been in for quite a while for the dastardly crime of selling seeds on the internet. And we'll continue his story here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, speaking of Canada, ExpressCoin is now available in Canada.
Oh, so cool.
Yep, just go to expresscoin.com, and for the Canadian folks, and they've got the instructions right there.
You can actually buy Bitcoins, Dogecoin, and now Litecoin, Blackcoin, and Darkcoin. Someone was talking to me about Darkcoin today, saying they were very excited about it. Actually, it was James Cleveland, who we had on the show last night. He's getting into it. He says he's going to start mining Darkcoin. But you can buy it, because it's a lot easier to buy it than to mine it. Go to expresscoin.com, and you can hook up with money order, check, or wire transfer. Now also cash via deposit at shared branching branches of credit unions. So not all credit unions are shared branching, so yours would have to be shared branching.
It doesn't have to be yours.
That's
right.
True.
It just has to be a credit union to which you go to purchase the Bitcoins, the Dogecoins.
The deposit account.
Yeah, and you just have to have one in your town. I would recommend you call them ahead and say, hey, do you have shared branching?
That's all you got to do.
But there's a good chance that you've got a credit union in your town that has shared branching.
Darn good chance.
You don't need an account there.
ExpressCoin.com can help you out. Go and get started there. You can also grab their smartphone app, ExpressCoin.com. Back to Cannabis Culture Magazine, CannabisCulture.com. The publisher has been in jail for a number of years. And the reason why he was targeted by the U.S. DEA, and I'm sure he would say this because we've had Mark on enough times, I'm pretty sure I know what he would say to this. The reason he was targeted is because he was a marijuana activist. He wasn't just selling seeds, which I think, mind you, is its own form of activism.
But there were people that were selling seeds like him, and they didn't go after them.
Not like them, because what was different with Mark is that he was an advocate for marijuana legalization.
Yep.
In the United States, he got behind the Ron Paul campaign. I remember there was a big spread that Cannabis Culture magazine had, I think it was back in 2008 with the Ron Paul campaign, where the Cannabis Culture endorsed Ron Paul. And, you know, this is a Canadian magazine, widely read in the United States. And so the U.S. federal government, the DEA, they didn't like that this guy was using the profits he was making from selling seeds and selling cannabis culture, sending those profits to organizations like the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws or the Ron Paul campaign, various different things. He was also helping fund some of the ballot measures that were getting cannabis either medicinal status or decriminalization all across the United States. So this guy was putting his money where his mouth was, and that's what put him on the radar of the federal government. They targeted him, and they took him out. They took him out for a good 5 years. And kudos to his lovely wife, Jody, for staying by his side. I mean, it cannot be an easy thing to have your loved one inside a prison cell. I haven't experienced it personally, but I've been on the other side of it, where someone with whom I was in a relationship at the time had to experience me going to jail, and it was a very, very hard thing. It was very difficult, more difficult than I thought that it would be upon that person. So it's got to be really tough. Anyway, we're continuing his story. So what's going to happen? Well, he's going to be released by the Federal Prison Bureau on the 9th. Then immediately picked up by the Immigration Department, basically, and taken to processing, which may take more than a month for him to be processed out of the United States and back into Canada. It requires interactions between different bureaucracies in different political jurisdictions. And apparently those things can take time. But as he's pointed out, there's some other cat who used to be from Canada and who apparently renounced his Canadian citizenship
to be a lord in the House of Commons. The
British House of Commons.
Which, by the way, isn't there a House of Lords? And why wouldn't one be a commoner to be in the House of Commons and a lord to be in the House of Lords? I'm a little confused about all that.
If you know, you can call us from across the pond via Skype on username lrn.fm to fill us in. But continuing his story here, so he's going to be given an A number, an alien number, apparently, and he says that at some point he'll be transferred back to Canada, but he feels like the government there is going to, you know, drag their feet. He says, this is where my supporters can influence events. Should this procedure get unduly tardy, I may need all of you to call one of these three locations for several hours a day, urging an end to any questionable delays if they should happen. But we will see. Just be ready to help if you're so inclined. Once the government paperwork is completed and my temporary passport is done, the INS people at LaSalle, that's in Louisiana, merely need to book my flight and then take me to Alexandria, Louisiana, and fly me to Detroit, Michigan, and then escort me over the border point into Windsor, Ontario. However, many U.S. imprisoned Canadians have waited weeks for their flights to be booked because the prisons make more money the longer we're there. But then again, let's be optimistic and hope that a big campaign to urge my speedy return will prove to be unnecessary. At this facility, we don't get outside much, but I can buy items from the commissary daily. I can't take anything with me from Yaesu to LaSalle, but I will... So there you go. That's where he is, Mark. Yaesu, if you want to look that up. Y-A-Z-O-O. But I'll get a brief...
Isn't that the name of a band from the 80s?
I don't know, but it's apparently also a prison. I'll get a brief subscription to the New York Times while I'm there, which I hope is 4 to 6 weeks at the most. My mailing address for letters will be posted at cannabisculture.com after July 10th. I'll need money immediately, and that can only be done with U.S. credit cards based on my previous experience in a private prison. If you want to send me anything to help me get comfortable upon arrival and during my hopefully short stay, you can use your credit card to send me $20 or $30 to help me pay for my phone calls. I will call you to thank you and buy food and clothes. So he gives out some more phone numbers, and we'll give you the link to this article on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter.
So Yaesu's in Mississippi.
So there you go. He's nowhere near Vancouver.
He's
right
closer
now
at this point to LaSalle. So there you go.
When I'm finally to be placed on a plane in Alexandria and flown to Detroit, I'll be met by two U.S. Marshals and then driven through the tunnel to the Windsor, Ontario, Canadian Customs and Immigration Office. I hope I'll have enough advance notice to call Jody and have her fly standby to Toronto, to Vancouver, and then get to Windsor to be there waiting for me. And if you live in the Windsor area, I hope to see you there also. We'll have an impromptu gathering somewhere after my arrival, and within 12 hours, I'll take a train or transport of some sort to Toronto, where we'll have another party at Vapor Central. I'll give a talk on the following evening there as well. Other venues for meeting people will surely be planned and announced, but everything will be done short notice, so stay tuned for news alerts. He says, I haven't had a cell phone since a judge barred me from having one as part of my bizarre jail conditions, or bail conditions, rather, in August of 2005. So for the past 9 years, I have not owned a phone and never had a smartphone. I've never texted in my life. It's all going to require some adjustment. I don't even have a currently valid email address anymore, and this CoreLinks account I use now will expire when my sentence ends on July 9th. Exciting changes are ahead. I want to close this final prison blog with a sincere thank you to our supporters who helped in so many ways during these long years of my incarceration. Jody and I appreciate everything you've done for both of us and the movement at large in my absence. I can't wait to get home to thank you all in person the weeks and months ahead and resume the unfinished battle to finish off marijuana prohibition with renewed vigor. Oh, it sounds like they didn't correct him after all. He's been in the federal prison system for...
Still mistaken.
Yeah, for 5 years of his life. He says, I hope you'll be there with me. So, Mark, we look forward to having him back on the show to say hello again to the listening audience once he gets out and gets settled back in, and we'll keep you up to date here as things develop on Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're inviting you to take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnson will give us the latest on the supposed right to be forgotten that exists in Europe for people who want to have Google eliminate search results. We talked about that a few weeks ago when the court decision was made over in the EU, and Johnson has the latest. We'll get to that story. Your call is certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. And if you want to get a free pound of coffee, check out coffee.freetalklive.com. Mark, you are a daily BuzzBox coffee consumer.
Yeah, right? An entire pot of decaf coffee, yes.
Now you do the decaf thing, but there's plenty of caffeinated versions available.
Indeed.
Over at coffee.freetalklive.com. Shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, but there's some other good coffee in the world. What makes BuzzBox different, Mark? What makes them special?
Well, what I'd say what makes them special is their concern for not only their employees, like it's not really employees, the people from whom they purchase coffee, because they have this program that gets sort of families into their coffee growing co-op, and their commitment to sustainably grown, shade grown coffee. But they allow organizations like Free Talk Live to give out microloans. For every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we're able to give another microloan to another family around the world that's able to get something completely unrelated to coffee to make their lives better, whether it's, start a business and, you know, whether it's get a bicycle or, you know, a plow or a sewing machine or whatever it is they need to do, whatever it is they want to do. They're able to get it. And I think that this is really what makes the difference, because people, you're only going to work on what you're passionate about. And if they have an idea that they want to, you know, make a little sandwich shop, well, they need a little loan to make that happen. And then they're going to make a better life for themselves.
You can help that happen by going and getting your coffee and get a free pound to try it out at coffee.freetalklive.com. You only need to pay the shipping cost for that free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. So in some interesting gaming-related news, Johnny Ray, of course, does our Game of the Week on Tuesdays, but Johnson, you're a bit of a gamer yourself, and Hearthstone is a game that Johnny Ray had been talking about in the past here on Free Talk Live. He seemed to really enjoy it. It was kind of like a strategy card game, if I'm recalling correctly. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I am not really familiar with this game.
Johnson, it's I guess it's related to Warcraft or something like that.
I'm not much of an RPG player, I think this is, I don't know if this is related to
it. It is a fast-paced strategy card game from Blizzard Entertainment, Hearthstone. Anyway, apparently there's going to be a tournament, and there's some rules for this tournament that are controversial. Story from PCGamer.com. A user on Reddit's Hearthstone community yesterday shared an image from an announcement page for a Hearthstone qualifier taking place during Finland's Assembly Summer 2014. What made the post notable was a single highlighted sentence, quote, "The participation is open only to Finnish male players," unquote. That is, to state the obvious, a strange requirement for a Hearthstone tournament, and it makes the qualifier's organizers, the Finnish eSports Federation, seem like childish boys in a treehouse hanging a no girls allowed sign on their front door.
Okay.
Only the qualifier is for the LESF World Championship. And it's this global event that has stipulated the all-male lineup. "Your information is indeed correct. The tournament is open to Finnish male players only," said Marcus Koskervirta, head admin of the Assembly Summer 2014 Hearthstone qualifier. In a statement to PC Gamer, he continued, saying, quote, "In accordance with the International eSports Federation's tournament regulations, since the main tournament event is open to male players only," or rather, "the main tournament is open to male players only. This is to avoid possible conflicts, e.g. a female player eliminating a male player during RO8, among other things." Koskivirta's argument is that by allowing women into their qualifier, there's a risk that the winner wouldn't be eligible to enter the World Championship final. The International Esports Federation is a global organization based in South Korea that is comprised of esports associations from across the world. Did you know about any of this?
I
have no clue. So around the world, there are competitive gaming.
That much I knew.
That goes on. So apparently there's also an esports federation.
I kind of knew that.
Their stated aim is to promote esports as a true sport. That's in quotes. The LESF 6th World Championship will take place this November in Baku, Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan. So I'm a little curious. Okay, so you want your video game tournament to be considered a real sport, but why then what does that have to do with letting the gals play video games?
Well, they are allowing the gals to play some video games. There's just a different
some
lineup.
Video games,
the tournament
like
list from the store.
Only the cute ones that should smash boxes with hammers? I mean, but none of the first-person shooters? Is that what I'm getting here?
Here's the tournament list from the organization.
Their boys can't handle getting fragged, getting pwned.
Facebook event page. The male competition will include these games. DOTA 2, StarCraft 2, Hearthstone, Ultra Street Fighter 4. While the female competition will only feature two games. So four games for the males, two for the females. Females will be allowed to play StarCraft 2, which is also the male game, and then Tekken Tag Tournament 2. It's an absurd division, says the article at PC Gamer. Seemingly, it tells us that Ultra Street Fighter 4 is for boys and Tekken Tag Tournament is for girls, that women aren't meant to play DOTA 2 or Hearthstone, and that while both men and women can play StarCraft 2, they damn well better not do it together. Of course, that's not what LESF are saying. Their reasoning is far more insidious than that. In a reply to a Facebook comment asking why men and women had been divided, the organization responded, and for whatever reason they're called LESF, or L-E-S-F, this world championship group. They responded with the following quote, "The decision to divide male and female competitions was made in accordance with international sports authorities as part of our effort to promote esports as a legitimate sports."
So because tennis and
basketball,
baseball, some sports, physical sports are divided between men and women. Therefore, video games should be divided between men and women.
That appears to be the argument of this organization.
You know, I'm thinking about this, and I get the point that they're trying to make, but let's not forget that we're just talking about little plastic controllers that you move with your thumbs. So I'm of the opinion that boys and girls are on equal ground when it comes to moving little joysticks with their thumbs and pushing buttons with their forefingers.
I tend to be of that opinion as well. And that somebody who's running a gaming institute of any sort doesn't agree with that is pretty outrageous.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the Olympic sport that is, as equally unathletic, I guess. I guess athleticism isn't really the right term. Athleticism kind of denotes not just strength, but also hand-eye coordination.
Does it? I don't know. I think it does.
So I'm a relatively strong man, but you don't want me on your baseball team.
Okay.
You know, I look like
I can't swing and hit a ball coming at
I
you
I look
well.
Like I can play sports. Okay. It definitely did when I was younger.
So you never got picked last for the teams?
When I was younger? I was little and I didn't have any musculature, I definitely did get picked last for teams. And for very good reason, I just don't have the coordination that it takes.
I was always getting last pick.
And, you know, I was listening to an Adam Carolla podcast, and he was talking about what's the big guy from the Green Mile?
Ving Rhames.
No, there's another guy.
It was somebody else. I think there's three names.
Wasn't Ving Rhames in the Green Mile?
He may have been in it, but he wasn't the big guy. He wasn't the main black guy from...
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but he has three names. Yeah. And he was playing, for whatever reason, sort of a celebrity softball tournament with him. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of, just amused by the idea that here's a guy that looks like he could crack the ball out of the ballpark.
Ooh.
But in fact, it's the rare individual. This is why we have professional sports. It's the rare individual that can combine both, a physique and athleticism or the hand-eye coordination together.
I'm totally self-loathing right now because I hate when people do that thing where they confuse the black actors. I really do. I really hate when, and I confuse.
You just did it.
Yeah, I really did.
You confuse the guy from Pulp Fiction, the
Yes, McGinnis was in Pulp Fiction.
The gangster, the head gangster guy from Pulp Fiction with
The actor name we were looking for is Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, that's his name. And
he was playing the character named John Coffey.
Yeah, and I thought he did a fantastic job at it.
Movie.
But, I guess the point I'm trying to make is that, that people aren't necessarily, who are big and strong, aren't necessarily have a hand-eye coordination.
Okay. So does anybody actually believe that there's a difference between male and female video game players as this sports association is alleging?
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and ship from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about what you want. Just dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Plus, join us online over at freetalklive.com. Perhaps you need focus. You're feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge when it counts. There's a lot going on in our lives these days, and it can be easy to get overwhelmed and become tired. Don't you wish there was something that could get you out of the rut, give you the focus you need, and help you get things done? Well, there might be. Look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge that they need. Check out modup.net and look into it for yourself. They've got fast delivery worldwide for guaranteed high-quality modafinil at an amazing price. Modup.net is also a supporter of the Bitcoin community. You order from modup.net with your Bitcoin and you'll get a 33% discount. Plus, to make the deal even better, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order at modup.net, M-O-D-U-P. .net. Remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So look into it for yourself at modup.net. It's great service at a great price, and use code FTL at modup.net. We continue here with a story from PCGamer.com about video game tournaments. This particular tournament is put on by the International Esports Federation. I was calling them LESEF. That's because of the I. The capital I doesn't have a serif on it, so it looks like an L. It's actually IESF, and they do the little case E on that. So the International Esports Federation, they are having a competition, the 6th World Championship, where males and females would be separated, and they're giving some pretty ridiculous reasons for this, claiming they want to be seen as a legitimate sport by sports authorities, I guess, around the world. And so they believe that by separating people by gender, that that will somehow help them achieve legitimacy.
You know, I have a small amount of sympathy for them in this realm, because I can see that most sports are sort of split out in this way, but I don't know whether, you know, I mean, I guess I just don't consider this a sport. I guess I consider it a game. Admittedly, it is somewhere between a sport and a game.
Is chess a sport?
No. Not to
me. What defines a sport?
I think you have to have a combination, to me, a combination of strength and athleticism to make a sport. And athleticism, by that I mean hand-eye coordination. Now, I might be convinced that you don't really need the strength, or that the strength only needs to be as much to push a little joystick back and forth with your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know, ESPN used to run Magic the Gathering tournaments.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, just because History Channel does things on aliens. Okay, sorry, that doesn't mean anything.
The definition of sport, according to dictionary.com, is an athletic activity requiring skill or physical prowess and often of a competitive nature, such as racing, baseball, tennis, golf, bowling, wrestling, boxing, hunting, fishing, etc. So, yeah, typically having some sort of physical prowess that is likely going to be more than simply hand manipulating a controller.
I guess hunting is probably the single best, shooting a gun. So in the Olympics, they have at least the biathlon. I don't know if they just have, shooting of guns. All you really need to do is hold a rifle, pull the trigger, and actually women have an advantage here because they are generally have a lower center of gravity, so they're less likely to kind of wobble. That's what I was told, at least when I was young.
But is that a sport? Is it a sport to just pull a trigger?
It's in the Olympics.
Let's go to Matt in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bridge the gap between video games and real life.
All right, sure.
Yeah, and the other day I heard you on Michael W. Dean's show. And yeah.
Oh, great.
Ian was in good form, good form. And you had maybe taken a substance. So I was going to tell people, like, here's a fun thing to do that's like a real-life video game. Is one time we had a bunch of pieces of paper. I would say we had 10 pieces of paper that had a little pink sperm printed on them. I'm not going to say, you know, they were just little pieces of paper. So we broke
would
them all
up. Would these be blotter acid?
LSD,
is that what we're talking about here?
Well, yeah, possibly. I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody just gave it to me. And so
gotcha.
We took two each. So that ended up, we had six. And we ripped
now
the other
we?
Six up and put them inside of a cigarette cellophane. And we did go walk into Disneyland in California.
All right. So you're on two hits of LSD. Is this with your boyfriend, girlfriend? Who's the other part of the we?
Oh, it was just my buddy. Yeah, my friend.
Okay,
yeah, we had traveled across.
You and your
country.
Pal.
Yeah, me and
all
my
right,
pal.
All right, so there you go into Disneyland, and this
okay,
is when
yeah,
how long ago?
And you have to actually like ride this whole train like thing. If you've ever been to Disneyland in California, like they pick you up when you park your car and they like drive there, and that was kind of fun in itself. But then you're waiting in like this huge long line, and I've still got these six hits in my pocket.
Oh my God!
Just pieces of paper, right? You know, with pink sperm printed on them. And once I get up, like on like the second in line, I go to reach out and I pull it out of my pocket, and I dump all of the little pink sperm all over the ground at all the people. And you know, there's like people on the left.
Now, were you tripping already at this point? Hold on. Were you tripping already by the time you got to the front of the line, or had you taken them like in the parking lot?
Maybe about as much as you were when you were on Michael W. Dean show the other night. Not really that much so far.
Yeah, because I wasn't tripping very hard at all. You were talking about the Freedom Fiends from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where Michael Dean
exactly.
Had me on.
You can't pull that stuff out of your. I wasn't tripping that hard. Yeah,
you can't pull that stuff out of your pocket here, man. This is mouse country.
That's an honest mistake, right?
People,
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of. It's an honest mistake. It could happen to anybody.
Okay, all of a sudden, all kinds of little pink sperm, little blotter, blotter things. You could call them what you want. Drop all of
confetti.
All these parents start looking all around, like, what's that? We didn't have any kids, you know. I was like 17.
Yeah.
And so what I did was I grabbed them all and I ate them.
Six more. So wait. There were how many remaining? Six more, right? You had 10, and it was you and your friends.
Six more, because we were each gonna, you know, we were just like planning on like using them in Disneyland, but I didn't plan on dropping them in line.
Oh my God! I can only imagine what that's like. I've only ever taken one hit of LSD.
Hey, buddy, welcome to Disneyland, huh?
Well, exactly. And that's when I went on with Face Mountain.
Hold on, just before
anybody
you go
ever
on with
been
the
on
story.
Face Mountain would know what that might be like.
Oh my God!
I just did it. I didn't want to go to jail. You know, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, all these
people
are looking
out. I have gone to an insane asylum.
Matt, just before you go on with the story here, so just a little bit more information. So when I said I only have taken one, I meant at a time. I've taken LSD multiple times in my life, but never more than one, or maybe one and a half 1 year. But you know, I've heard of people taking four, five, six, more than that, and it sounds like that would be a really intense experience. So
when you don't plan on doing it, you know, when you take two, and then all of a sudden six are on the ground, it's like, okay, either I'm going to trip my booty off, or I'm going to eat these things, and then there's no more evidence. What are you going to do, right?
I think you'd have been all right just picking them up and putting them back in the cellophane baggie and walking on. I mean, unless
no,
there was a con
line.
Immediately to the bathroom.
What's that?
I'm in line at Disneyland. There's like people to the left and right of me are looking on the ground.
Most people don't know what blotter is.
People aren't paying attention, number one. Number two, even if they did see what happened to you, they wouldn't know it was LSD necessarily. You'd have to test it in order to find that out. It wouldn't be probable cause enough to search you, in my opinion.
You could pick it up and take it and put it in the toilet and flush it.
Yeah.
You could have picked it up and put it back in your pocket, I think, and been completely fine.
I mean, obviously, we're giving a lot of good advice, you know, years later.
Exactly. And that's what you should probably
what happened
do.
To you?
I would tell everybody that's what you should do. Is you should pick it up and you should get out of line and you should like walk over to the toilet and flush it. But I got to say, if you're talking about video games, that was the best video game that I ever experienced in my whole life.
I'm imagining like Jimi Hendrix guitar playing and like, it's a small world after all.
Oh, yeah, it's a small world and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. I'm telling you.
Sounds like it was a blast. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I don't find it
funny. I wouldn't recommend doing that.
Going up to Goofy, what kind of animal are you?
I mean, if you're an experienced psychonaut, that's one thing. But, eight hits of LSD. at Disneyland.
He's lucky he didn't leave that place in an ambulance.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Take control here. Hour 2's next. Tell us your...
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you, over 70 flooring deals, and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.